With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Trump is pledging to make the nation's capital city safer and more beautiful than ever before. Mr. Trump planning a news conference in a few hours, labeling it a press conference on crime and beautification. The FBI sent agents into the streets of Washington, D.C. over the weekend. Flooding rains swamping the Midwest cut short the Wisconsin State Fair. They had to cancel the final day of the fair. Australia, the latest country to announce plans to recognize a Palestinian state.
Foreign Minister Penny Wong says Australia couldn't keep waiting for the end of a peace process that's ground to a halt before recognizing a Palestinian state.
So last April, our government started a conversation with the Australian people about changing Australia's approach. We made clear we would recognize Palestine when it would best contribute momentum to peace. September is that time.
Wong adds, it's been more than 77 years since the world promised a Palestinian state, knowing that there cannot be lasting peace for both peoples without a two-state solution. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu says Israel has no choice but to step up its military offensive in Gaza.
But maybe some choose to forget October 7th. We will not forget what happened. And we will do whatever it takes to defend our country and defend our people, defend our future. We will win the war, with or without the support of others.
He says Hamas must be crushed. Friday's a day, Alaska the place. President Trump will meet with Russia's Vladimir Putin to talk about Ukraine. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures pointing to a higher open later in the morning. The Dow futures up 111 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 22 points. And the S&P futures 9 points higher ahead of today's opening bell. This is SRN News. There is an effort to open a Jewish high school in Chicago.
The city has had a vibrant Jewish community for decades, but lately anti-Semitism has reared its ugly head, sending a chill breeze through the Midway. In fact, Chicago does not have a Jewish high school within city limits, but a group of parents plan to have one by 2027. There's a building under contract, and the local Jewish Federation is on board. Meanwhile, city officials are investigating the public schools for facilitating pro-Palestinian protests in 2024. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A historic synagogue in the Ukrainian city of Odessa has been badly damaged by a Russian drone strike. The synagogue was built in 1898, but had not been actively used by the local Jewish community since the Soviets shut it down in the 1920s. Rabbi Moshe Azman says this sacred building served as a place of prayer, hope, and spiritual strength for the Jews of Odessa. This is SRN News. A hurricane named Henriette, building strength way out in the central Pacific, far from Hilo, Hawaii. The National Hurricane Center expects it to track north of the Hawaiian Islands, not posing any threat to any landmass.
The Miami-based center said the storm was located about 444 miles north-northeast of Hilo, Hawaii, with a maximum sustained wind of 80 miles an hour. It was moving northwest at 17 miles an hour on a course that's expected to take it well north of the Hawaiian Islands over the next few days. The storm was expected to strengthen through Monday, followed by weakening on Tuesday. The Hurricane Center said Tropical Storm Ivo was also moving through the Pacific, about 470 miles west of the tip of Baja California, Mexico, and was expected to weaken to a remnant low by Monday. Bernie Bennett reporting.
More than 70 million Americans have experienced the muggiest start to summer on record. An AP analysis shows parts of 20 states and D.C. have had record days with uncomfortable dew points in June and July. More details, SRNNews.com.